Well, there are various kinds. What should you dry them with?
Well, we regular dish towels.
Yeah, and the other kinds of towels used in the house might be?
Washcloths and Turkish towels for.
Okay. And over the sink, the piece of plumbing that comes out of through which the water comes.
Take it.
By golly, how do you know about that? Outside, on the side of the house, if you had such a piece of plumbing to which you fasten the hose, then what would you call it? Also, or something else?
We'd call that a faucet.
Outside, okay.
Outside faucet, we always refer to that.
If you ran out of gas, and you just say you went to a filling station and got a gallon to put in, then you'd have to have something, of course, to get it into the tank. And I know you use them here on the farm a great deal.
Funnel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When we did have horses on the farm, what we'd use to make those horses move along a bit, and they'd crack it occasionally, that we'd call a...
whip.
Okay. Now, in a grocery store, paper containers in which we would carry oranges or any groceries. So, what do you folks call?
Bag.
Now, if it's made of cloth, and you might, let's say, put ground feed in it for hogs.
Sack.
If it's a very coarse kind of material, do you have any special term you use?
Well, we just call them burlap bags then.
Yeah, okay. And a large container that is made of wooden staves and held together by a hoop around the outside.
Barrel.
If a quantity of we'll say, what would you call an armful of wood? Do you have any term for that? Or
we just say an armful, I guess.
Yeah, okay. A part of a partial load of hay.
Jag.
Good. What's your wife put the clothes in to take them, if she were going to take them out to put them on a clothesline years ago, maybe?
Well, she just said clothes basket.
Yeah, okay. And a small container, let's say, made of those wooden staves. You might have beer in it. You might have nails in it. It would have a hoop around it, too. Usually
small one.
Yeah, it might be just about that high, maybe, and it's
keg?
Yeah, uh-huh. And you were mentioning of someone on this trip playing a harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask the name that you would use for the musical instrument that children play going back and forth this way, and that would be the...
harmonica.
Yeah, okay. And then
some call them mouth harp. But
yeah, you prefer the term
harmonica. Usually say harmonica.
And the instrument that they sometimes play like this.
Is that a juice harp?
That's what I thought about.
Yeah. That's what I would call it.
But what holds those barrel staves together we were talking about a while ago? Those steel or iron
hoops.
And what goes into a bottle to keep it, well, it's made of cork. You might call that a
stopper.
All right. And the material would be usually?
Usually cork.
Yeah. We were talking about driving these nails a while ago, and you'd use the
hammer.
Okay. And in the wagon, that projection up the front on which you could put horse on either side.
The tongue.
And for the buggy, going back a few years.
Shavs.
Okay. And to which you fasten a single horse and have the tubs attached or fastened.
Well, out there would be single tree.
And you ever use the term whiffle tree?
No, we never did.
Yeah.
But I have heard that, but we always said single tree.
Yeah. And if you had two of those together?
That would be a double tree.
And did you ever use the term evener?
Occasionally on when we used three horses, then we would say we used a three-horse evener.
Oh, I see.
See, not a double tree, you see.